It'll be a while before you come
on.
The
following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Join us on Wines du Jour. We're at Mint India Bistro with my guest tonight, the owner, general manager. His name is Chris Parikh. We are America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, and we bring you great information about good wine and great food in each and every episode. Thank you for your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from France, from Baja California, and from New Zealand, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special guest audience is both hungry and thirsty, and they're going to be pouring wine for you as I speak, which to get the evening started. And as I mentioned, my special guest tonight is Chris Parikh. Our program broadcasts each week, remembering that each time we reflect on what we're all about, and that is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. And remembering also that we discover lots of good information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food and pair it with excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast, and Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. If you listen to Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So, don't touch that dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. All right. Well, I want to tell you a couple things about where we are. We're at a place that everybody should know about in Las Vegas. In fact, they have two different locations, one on Paradise Road and where we are here, which is literally on Durango, around Spring Valley. Mint Indian Bistro is the name of it. The owner and manager is Chris Parikh. And, Chris, thank you very much for taking time out to come over and spare some time with us, but most importantly, sharing your hospitality and some good food at a beautiful Indian restaurant.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for coming out, guys.
You bet. We really like it. Now, you're open every day at 11 o'clock for lunch from 11 to what, 11 to 3?
11 to 3 at this location.
And you have a buffet that's available. Can you tell us a little bit about that buffet?
So we have a daily lunch buffet, 365 days a year. And the way we do it, it's variety. And the way we think about this is, no matter what dietary philosophy you follow, we have something for everyone. So whether you're vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, meat eater, we have it all.
Well, you know, that's one thing I have to say about your restaurant. You're concerned about all of those things. It's not just, here's our food, take it or leave it.
No.
You want to know if you're a vegan or if you're a vegetarian, or it doesn't make any difference. You've got plenty for them to choose from.
Absolutely, because my family, I mean, I'm vegan, gluten-free. My kids and my wife, they eat meat, and I want to have a place where I can go together and have a great time. And
yeah.
I think that's becoming very, very common these days, where people are figuring out that I have gluten allergies, they're lactose intolerant, and so I think it's a good way for us to bring the families together and have a great time. That's our whole philosophy.
One of the things that I've noticed in Las Vegas is we have very little Indian restaurants. There aren't hardly any. And there's a couple of them that are just like mom-and-pop type restaurants, and the food, frankly, is not. If you ever went to India and come back here and ate, you wouldn't recognize it. Here, you have authentic Indian food. I think your chef is from India, correct?
Yes, and I think what we try to do, doesn't matter what region the food belongs to, we want to make sure that it originates from the region and it's as authentic
Okay.
as possible.
Right. We're going to talk a little bit more with Chris, but we got to go to a break. So we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. no doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. You'll find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator, Michael Jordan, and What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at this beautiful Mint Indian Bistro. Now, one of the things that I've discovered about this particular restaurant and how authentic they are, they basically combine a couple cultures, Hindu and Buddhism. Is that correct?
That's correct.
When you go to India, there are numerous amounts of regions where the food is substantially different than the region next to it. It's like the difference between American and going to Mexico. I mean, the cultures and everything is, and it's a very crowded country, is it?
It's very crowded. It's very diverse. There are about 32 dialects, and if you go to southern part of India and if you go to northern part of India, it's way different.
Well, what I like is tonight to pair with the three wines that we are serving. You have some food from northern India and some other food from southern India. So our guests here this evening are going to get an opportunity to taste the difference between the two regions, even though it's all, quote-unquote, Indian cuisine. Make sense? That sounds good to me. Now, our first wine, I just want to mention a little bit about it for a second. Our first wine is a Prosecco. All of our wines this evening come from Italy, and our food comes from India. Now, there's a match made in heaven, isn't there? Prosecco is something that's fairly new in the world by comparison to Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, and all that sort of thing. And it's made originally in the northern part or northeastern part of Italy. Now, everybody, I'm sure, when you look at a map, knows where the Veneto is, or Venice. Italy is up in the northeast corner, and if you go a little bit further west of the Veneto or Venice, you come to an area where a lot of grapes are grown, a lot of wines are made, called Friuli. But you go south of Friuli, and you're into another region that I think is kind of interesting, and that's where the Prosecco comes from. Now, the Prosecco, that's not the name of the grape. A lot of people think that's what it's called, Prosecco. It's the product that's Prosecco. However, the beautiful part is the name of the grape is really simple and something that you should probably know. It's called Glera, G-L-E-R-A, Glera. And it's 100% Glera. That's all they use. And most of the area that all these wines are, or the Prosecco wines are made, there are several different wineries that make it, are just absolutely delightful. In fact, I want to mention something about how good Prosecco is. Because I think it's interesting. It's not heavy in alcohol. And, you know, here on Wines du Jour, we talk about the alcohol content of wines. The higher the alcohol content, the less it really blends well with food. So anything that's over about 14.5% is a cautionary, if you will. Be careful with what you're going to buy that wine if that's that high in alcohol for. If you're going to just have a glass of wine or have it with a party or something, that's great. But if you're going to serve it with food, you might consider looking around and seeing what else you could choose that wouldn't have quite that high of alcohol content. The Veneto or Venice area is right on the coast in the northern part of Italy. But just west of that is where these Prosecco grapes are grown, Glera, as I mentioned. Also, they make this Prosecco in a simple way, simply called the Charmant process. There's two methods of making bubbly, and one is called the Charmant process, and that's like with one big bubble, and they age it in stainless steel, and the other one's a little more involved in that, and we'll talk about that a little bit later when we have a different one. But this is very light in kind of a straw-colored product. It's very tasty. It has the aromas you can smell when you swirl your wine, which I hope everybody does before you taste it, is swirl the wine, stick your nose right down in the glass, and what you're going to find is some apples and pear and honey that kind of jump up into your nose, and that's good. It kind of makes you want to take a sip. And then, of course, when you sip it, you're going to find that this Prosecco is very well balanced, at least in my opinion. It's very fresh and lively tasting. And I think it's a very, very good product. It's about $12 a bottle. You can find it almost anywhere in America, and for sure, and other countries as well. And the mouthfeel of this particular Prosecco is very clean. And when you swallow it, it's crisp. You know, everything is really, I think, positive to go along with it. Now, the chef here, along with Chris, decided what they wanted to pair with it, and I'm going to ask him if he'd tell us a little bit about that. I'm sorry, I waited till you got your mouth full.
I'm enjoying my own food. So.
Yeah, that's good.
But no, this particular dish is called paneer chili. It has a very similar texture like tofu, and it's a fusion of Indian and Chinese culture, because we said Buddhist and Hindu, and this originates... especially in India, because there's a soy content to it, there is a little bit tangy and sweet kind of flavor to it, and it just pairs really well with the Prosecco being that texture.
Right, I agree with you.
And it's called paneer chili, and it's an Indo-Chinese fusion.
It's Indo-Chinese fusion. That just means that the Indian country and they have taken a Chinese concept and kind of put their own twist on it, and they call that fusion, which is kind of nice. But the taste, I think, is very good, and especially the chef has taken it and cut it into little bites for you, which makes it easier to consume. And if you take a bite of it and chew on it for, you know, a couple chews, if you will, and then take a sip of that Prosecco with it, you'll see what pairing is all about. It really complements the taste of the food, and I think you're going to like it. That's a good thing. Also, I want to talk a little bit more about the bistro itself. It's a very large restaurant. It's not a mom-and-pop type. When you walk in, you know you're in a real restaurant. The tables and chairs are beautiful. The service here is excellent. All the food servers know exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They've been trained properly, which is not what you can say about a lot of restaurants in America. But also, the quality of the food that comes out of the kitchen is absolutely first class. I happen to know that the chef feels the same as I do, and that is fresh, fresh, fresh. Whatever is fresh is what we're going to talk about putting together for a daily special or whatever the case may be. Or if you're going to be making something, you want to make sure that what you do order from your suppliers is fresh. Very, very important. And you should do the same thing at home. I'm hoping you already do that. But if you don't, if you just buy it because it's in the store and convenient and it's not so fresh and say, oh, it's no big deal, it is a big deal.
Yeah, it's basically what you said is correct, because we believe in fresh, flavorful, colorful food that appeals to all five senses. That's our mantra. So it's very much what you just said.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, and that's the way it really should be, don't you agree?
I'm sure you do. You keep it simple.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
You don't have to go crazy over it.
Exactly. Well, your curries, so many people think that Indian food, they've only heard about it, never tasted it, and they think because it has curry that it's automatically hot. Folks, that's not true. Can you tell, now that you got another mouthful of food, could you tell us a little bit about curry?
I'm hungry.
That's good.
I'm seeing you guys eat, and I can't do this.
So the heat part of it.
Yeah, so the way heat is a very relative term. I mean, when you talk about spice, something that may be spicy for you may not be spicy for me. So it's a very relative scale. And people think Indian food is spicy. Not really. And so what we've done here at Mint, we've taken that as a challenge and said, you can get as spicy as zero, which is what my son eats, or you can get as spicy as Inferno, and everything in between, because we have the hottest dish in town as well. And Indian food doesn't have to be curry, curry, curry. And so that's one of the things we're trying to kind of showcase here today, is you can have bite-sized, small plate appetizers that can be not curry.
Right.
It has a hint of curry, because any food we do, we have to have some cumin, turmeric, red chili powder, and different kind of spices. It's not just, I know he's talking about Italian and Indian, but when you go to Italian, it's cream and some, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
It's like black pepper, you know? And our spices are very complex. And that's one of the things my wife was like, why is Indian food so complex? Why does it have to be, you have to cook a meal, it takes a lot of prep. And so I think because of the complexity of this cuisine, we thought that, I mean, being a vegetarian all my life, I used to travel a lot, and I used to go to steakhouses, and, like, I would go there and find myself and say, hey, what do you have? Like, we can make you some salad with vinaigrette.
Right.
And so I say, okay, give it to me. So I think that kind of inspired me and my wife to do something where Indian food has a lot of flavor. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, we can put infused flavors into any dish and make it more enjoyable. I think that's where the whole concept comes in.
Well, I know at one time you were talking about maybe offering people something that is hot. You call it Inferno. Did you decide to do that, or can you come here and try that? Because I have to tell you, folks, if you like hot food, you better be prepared, because you're going to find something even hotter than what you think is hot. Am I correct?
No, totally. I mean, that's something we do it on a daily basis. So we have a full Inferno menu. Out of that Inferno menu, we have one curry that is a challenge. Rest is not. So the curry that is a challenge, you have to sign a waiver. in order to consume it. So anything on the Inferno menu, you have to sign a waiver. But the curry is special. It's actually made not to be eaten, whereas other dishes are made where if you're crazy enough to try something that has probably 10 of the hottest chilies in the world, including Carolina Reaper, Trinidad Moruga, Ghost Chilies,
Habaneros.
So if you've heard all of these, the bottom scale is shishito pepper. So if you want to go, that's something we don't carry. So if you want to have shishito peppers, go to a Japanese restaurant.
There you go.
If you want to have ghost chilies and higher, you can come here. And we can get you really spiced up. And I tell people, we have a challenge every October. And it's an Inferno Curry Challenge Month. And to date, we have about, at our other location on Flamingo Road, we've had about 2,700 people who tried our Inferno menu. Only 32 have made it to Wall of Flame to earn that $50 and a spot on our Wall of Flame.
Wow.
So it just go figure out what that intensity. I would call it, people ask me, have you tried, Chris? Like, no, I'm not crazy. we've created this dish for people who are crazy, and they say, I can't get enough spicy food. But we are changing that here at Mint. And it was an inspiration from one of the person who was coming into Mint. No one gives me spicy food. I have to carry my spicy sauces with me. We took that as a challenge, and he was the first one to complete it. But then I asked him, would you do it again? He's like, no, not again. So
thanks,
we did
no
achieve
thanks.
That craziness. We are all about trying to do new things and kind of address some of the needs that the market has. And kind of it's an experience, right? I mean, for me, it was business. Because if someone's going to try it, they bring 10 other people. I mean, they're not going to go hungry. Yeah. They're going to actually. So it's more like a fun environment. And you should go check out some of the videos online. people have put a lot of content about our Inferno Curry Challenge. And you can go try it out.
I'll be darned. That's really good. Now, that just so people don't get the wrong idea, that's one dish that's available. Yeah. The rest of them are nothing like that. They don't blow the top of your head off. And certainly a lot of it doesn't even have curry in it. You know, like a lot of their appetizers, there isn't even any curry in it at all. So I think that's a good thing. So what I want you to do is, if you live in Las Vegas... So
today's dishes are all medium average, so we've not spiced it up. We've kept it right in the middle so that everyone can enjoy it.
That's great. Well, I'm just going to say, there are two locations in Las Vegas. If you want to try one, that's good. My suggestion is you come out here and try the Mint Bistro that we're in right now. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the bistro, but more about our Prosecco and the food that went along with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV, check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at the beautiful Mint Indian Bistro enjoying some cuisine and a little bit of Prosecco from the Veneto area in northeastern Italy. That's a nice thing. $12 is very reasonable for a bottle of Prosecco, at least I think it is. My overall thinking is if it's around $15 or less, it's probably good. That doesn't mean I'm looking for $3 a bottle of wine, because I probably wouldn't even try it. It's scary to think that they would go to that trouble and then retail it for $3. But at the same time, you don't have to spend $50 for a bottle of wine, whether it's bubbly or not. And have good quality. And if it fits with food, That's really what the key is, in my opinion. All of it tastes fairly decent, but sometimes it doesn't have the ability to pair with food like it really should, and that's what I kind of look for. Now, one of the things that one of the things I'm going to ask Chris when he comes back is something that everybody that's been around food and talked about cuisines from different parts of the world probably heard the name naan, N-A-A-N. And that's very much an Indian product. It's very, very tasty. And they make it with a special oven, and I want him to tell us a little bit about it when he comes back. So we'll do that when he does come back. But naan is, I don't know, everybody knows about naan. People that have ever had it say, oh, I hope they have naan where we go here and we go there, you know, because it is a very tasty. It's simple, but it's very, very tasty. Chris, I'm sorry, we were talking while you were gone about naan. Could you tell us a little bit about that and the tandoori and so on?
Yeah, so naan, as I think everyone loves bread.
Yes.
And our naan is actually cooked in a clay oven, which is called tandoor. And it's cooked at about 450 degrees. And it comes out in less than a minute. And when you put some garlic naan on it before you put it in the oven, it actually gets into the fire-roasted garlic naan.
And the aroma must be great, too.
It's basically heavenly once you put butter on it. And just as a fun fact, the consumption of garlic naan is growing at 398% in Las Vegas, if you didn't know.
I did.
That's the top item in Las Vegas right now. Very hot. There was an article in LVRJ about how the popularity of garlic naan is growing. And it just happens that about 4 years ago, we knew that because we have a lot of data. And so as a result, once we're done with this, we have a tandoor, which is clay oven, on a restaurant floor. So if you come in for lunch buffet, the naan is cooked right in front of you by one of our chefs in a clay oven that's sitting right in our buffet area. And so we do private parties right there, where the way we're doing private party on this side today for this radio show, do parties on the other side, we have about three or four live stations that our guests can enjoy.
Wow, that's kind of neat. Can move around.
Chefs are cooking live. So call it Benihana or Teppanyaki style Indian food. We do it right here for private events. And as far as naan goes, come and try garlic butter naan for lunch buffet every single day of the year.
Very, very good. I didn't even know that. That's good. I'm glad. Tell me about your buffet. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier about it, but is there a flat price, or can you just have certain items, or how does that work for you?
Buffet is flat price. So, again, it just go down the same path of all the dietary restrictions.
I mean, okay, that's good. All it's that. All there.
And it's priced $14.99 plus tax. Our goal for lunch buffet is we're all busy people. I mean, we don't have a lot of time for lunch. Dinner, yes, we want to have some great wine. That's what we're doing here with some great food. But lunch, the way we see it, I think most of us want in and out in less than 40 minutes with 20 minutes to drive back and forth for work.
That's true.
And we want to make sure that it's under $20, all inclusive tips and everything. So if you have a $20 budget, which I think, I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you make, we don't want to spend a lot of money on lunch. We want to get 10, 12, 15 bucks and be done with it. So I think that's how we did this, under 40 minutes or less, and it works great.
And garlic naan is part of it. Yeah. That's outstanding.
And to let you know, that's pretty much bottomless. So you can get as many naans as you want for lunch buffet. So if you want to load up on carbs, go for it.
There's a way, yeah, there's a way to do it. Come to lunch.
Yeah, because what we've seen over the years, people consume only about 0.66 naan for every buffet. So Les may have five, but Chris, who's vegan, who's not going to have one?
Right.
So when you average it out, it doesn't really matter. So as a consumer, you feel that, oh, we're giving away a lot, but we're not. So from a business perspective, it makes sense. You're happy. We're happy. It's a happy medium.
Sounds great. Okay, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about wine number two What is that? It's a white wine. It comes from Italy also, called Pinot Grigio. Everywhere else in the world is called Pinot Gris. We'll be back right after these messages.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here, and I have to tell you, our second wine is a Pinot Grigio, as I mentioned before we went to the break. But Meza Corona is the name of the winery, and it comes from us from Trentino. It is a reserve, which means that the grapes were grown and held back. Instead of making their regular Pinot Grigio, they held it back and then made a secondary product with it, and they call that reserve. That's what they mean. They reserve part of whatever the particular product that they pulled out of the vines came from. So that's where Reserva comes from. And I have to tell you, between you and me and all the other wine experts in the world, Reserva in many times is nothing more than a word. There is no rule or regulation on what you qualify to be reserve as opposed to not reserve. And therefore, you can only imagine, because there are so many wineries in the world, there are some unscrupulous people that don't ever have their regular. Everything comes out as Reserva, and they get an extra dollar a bottle for it. So that's, you know, you just kind of have to know the winery when you buy something like that that is reserved or Reserva. Mezza Corona is a very well-known product from all around the world. People love this stuff. And I just want to make mention that something that's important is that this particular product has a Stelvin closure. Now, those of you that come to Wines du Jour or listen to us on the air, you know that a Stelvin closure is the name of the company that makes the equipment that puts a screw cap on a bottle, the Stelvin Company. There's only one in the whole world that makes them. So everybody has the same machinery to put the closure or the cap on the bottle. And so many people, instead of course calling it Stelvin closure, they refer to it affectionately as screw cap. And that's what it is. It's a screw cap. And this particular product has the Stelvin closure. And we don't want to poo-poo Stelvin closures, because Stelvin closure has been discovered with 15 or 20 years of testing to give you equal or better quality wine at the end of a given period of time with the Stelvin closure as opposed to cork. Now, you've got the old fuddy-duddies that think that if it doesn't have a cork, it can't be good. And that's okay. If that's the way you feel, it's all right. But you're missing out on some really good product, and you're also missing out on the opportunity of having something that's either fresher or better or tastier because it did have a Stelvin closure over a long period of time as opposed to having a cork. Because unfortunately, cork is not something that works out real well, contrary to what everybody thinks. In fact, what I mean by that is about anywhere from 7 to 15% of all bottles that have cork in them go back to the winery as a default. The term we use in the wine business is corked. You go to a restaurant, they open up a bottle of wine for you, put it in front of you, pour a little tasting in a glass, and you smell it, and it smells awful. It smells awful because it's corked, which means that air has gotten into the bottle and literally ruined the wine. And the only way it does that is through cork. It cannot get into the bottle through a Stelvin closure or a screw cap. Can't be done. So you never, ever have that problem. And if I was a winery owner, which I'm not, if I was going to produce a lot of wine, I would probably have all, if not 95% plus of my wines with Stelvin closures. And that eliminates reducing my profit by anywhere from 7 to 15% with the wine coming back. You follow me? So why would you have to throw away 7 to 15% of what you sell and give credit to the distributor, and then the distributor passes it on to the restaurant because they bought it and it was faulty? So without that, so just keep that in mind when you go to a store and you see a Stelvin closure or a screw cap. That's not a bad thing. In fact, it may even be a very, very positive thing on your consumption when it comes to working that way. Now, Pinot Grigio is the name of the grape. It is the name of the grape in Italy. However, in other parts of the world, they don't call it Pinot Grigio. They call it Pinot Gris, G-R-I-S. Well, that's okay. It's the very same grape. It's just like Syrah grape from France. It started out there, and it's all around the world. Almost every winery in the world has Syrah grapes in their vineyard, and they make Syrah wine. But you go to Australia, and they call it Shiraz. That's their slang for Syrah. That's all. It's the very same grape. There's no difference whatsoever. So anyway, back to the Pinot Grigio. Or the Pinot Gris, if you will, you might want to know that this is a It's a very aromatic, crisp taste. And I think that, along with the food that the chef and Chris have put together, really goes well. I want to ask him if he would tell us again, because he did it while we were on a break, to the local people here in the audience, that this is, you call it chicken tiki?
Chicken tikka.
Tikka. Could you tell us a little bit about how it's done? Because it is absolutely delicious. We've got to go to a break first, but when we come back, what? Okay. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about chicken tikka, because it is absolutely delicious, and I know it's made in that tandoor oven. I'll let Chris tell us all about it, because he knows much more about it than I do, of course. So we got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at our beautiful and lovely host this evening, Mint Indian Bistro. We'll be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
At Flamingo location is Spain.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Mint Indian Bistro, enjoying the super cuisine. This chicken that the chef has put out has just enough spice to kind of tantalize your taste buds, if you know what I mean. And the wine goes so well with it. It's crisp. It's light. It's got green apple notes to us. I think it's just very, very tasty, and I think it complements each other very, very well. So, Chris, again, you did a great job pairing your cuisine with these wines. And, again, we're talking about Italian wines, and we're talking about Indian cuisine, and here we are in Las Vegas, Nevada. Boy, we're getting around, aren't we? That's pretty good. Well, One thing that this Pinot Grigio or Pinot Gris, however you want to call it, it's an absolute ideal aperitif. If you like to have a little aperitif before dinner, this is something that I suggest you consider because it's not very expensive. It's about $11 a bottle, and it is very tasty, and it's terrific, just slightly chilled, not ice cold. Of course, those of you that like wine know that you don't ever, ever have ice cold wine. That's not a good thing because you can't taste the flavor whatsoever that way. And, of course, I have people ask me all the time, how do I get the right temperature for white wine and how do I get the right temperature for red wine? So I'm going to run by it real, real quick. White wine and or red wine can go in the refrigerator for a day or two, not a week or two, okay? And the reason you don't want it in there that long, a week or two, is because it's going to pick up flavors. I know you think it doesn't, but it's going to pick up flavors from your refrigerator. And that's not a good thing. It's not tasty, okay? So if you just a couple days is fine. The temperature in your refrigerator, this would be a good trivia question. What is the temperature in your refrigerator at home? And I'm going to tell you what it is, and I guarantee you 99% of you have no idea. You're going to give me a number if you give me anything at all other than saying, I don't know. but the answer, correct answer, is about 39 degrees. You do not want it 40 degrees or warmer. In fact, our federal government suggests that you have your refrigerator set at 40 or below. Now, when they say below, they don't mean down to 32. It'll all be frozen, right? That's too cold. So we're really talking about 38, 39, or 40. Those 3 degrees is okay. My suggestion is if you have a way to dial it other than 5 or 7 or 9 or 3 or whatever it is, but if you have a way to dial it for the actual temperature, 39 degrees is the absolute perfect one. It's not too cold, and yet it's not too warm. And what happens if it's too warm, that's when all the little beasties kind of do their thing, and you end up getting sick, and that's not a good thing. So you don't ever want it over 40 degrees in temperature. Now, that doesn't mean if you open the refrigerator for 5 minutes and you look up and it says 43 degrees that you have to throw everything out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if that happens, close the door and wait for 30 minutes. It'll be back down to 39 and everything will be fine. Okay? So there's not a problem with that. However, if you want to chill your white wine to the right temperature, we like to say we look for the temperature around 50 to 55 degrees in temperature for white wine. And for red wine, it's about 10 degrees higher. So 60 to 65 degrees is the perfect temperature. How do you get it to that? Well, you take the refrigerator, take the bottle out, and set it on the counter. Give it 20 minutes. Open it, pour a glass, and by the time you get that glass poured and take a taste, it's going to be right at 50 degrees. That's just the way it works. It's that simple. Now, if you're looking for sparkling wine or champagne, we're talking about much colder than that. In fact, you know, I just said you don't want ice-cold wine, and that's really true. But bubbly is a little bit of an exception. You'd like to have that around 36 to 38 degrees. Well, if your refrigerator's 39, you want it colder than that. So how in the world do you get it colder than that? And the answer is get a bucket, put some ice in it, put enough water to match the amount of ice. So as an example, if you have 2 cups of ice, you also put 2 cups of water because the only way to chill things is in what we call a slush. That is half water, half ice. Ice by itself is going to take you 3 days, and it's going to have the ice to melt to get the water in order to cool down the bottle because ice cubes, big, small, or indifferent, touch the bottle, not the whole thing. So it doesn't cool your bottle down. It can sit in that ice for hours and not get much colder than it is when it's put in there. But if you fill it with half water, half of the same amount of water as you have ice, we call that a slush, it'll get chilled properly within 2 minutes. There's your answer. Okay? So if it's sparkling wine or bubbly in any kind, you know, champagne or any kind of a bubbly, in the ice bucket with a slush for a minute or two, perfect. Incidentally, the temperature of ice and water together, the slush, is what? 36 degrees. Amazing how that works. So that's the way to make it happen. That's the perfect temperature for it. And, of course, it's going to get a little bit warmer than that once you pour it and put it in a glass and set it on the table or whatever the case may be, and that's okay. It should just be colder than white wine. Red wine, same thing in reverse. You take it out of the refrigerator and let it sit for about 25 to 30 minutes. Then open it, pour it, consume it, and you're right in the temperature zone that you need to be in. You get the best flavor. And that's what we're talking about, how to get the very best flavor from the product. The best taste with white wine is around 50 to 55 degrees, and the best taste for red wine is between 60 and 65 degrees. That's the way it is. If you just let it sit out and never put it in the refrigerator for red wine, it's okay. It'll taste all right, but it would be better if it was chilled just slightly. So maybe 20 minutes in the refrigerator, then open it, pour it, and you'll be right on line. Make sense? Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Pinot Gris and or Pinot Grigio, along with this beautiful chicken tiki. And then we're going to talk about wine number 3. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right after this.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks sitting where in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. Little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here. This is a beautiful restaurant. Indian cuisine, I have to tell you folks, if you haven't found an Indian restaurant that has good quality product, come to Las Vegas. Go to the Mint Indian Bistro, and you'll find out exactly what it's like if you lived in India. And I have to tell you, it is far superior to an awful lot of other cuisines from around the world. If you like anything with spice, I don't mean hot, something that has a flavor, You know, there's a lot of meat that you eat at home that doesn't really have much flavor, but you eat it anyway because that's what your family fed you when you were growing up, and so you continue that on and on and on. But when you start adding spices and herbs to a meat, as an example, or to vegetables, it just picks up the taste and flavor and really makes it more enjoyable. And that's what it's all about. And let me tell you, the Indians are experts at that. So they have come up with spices that they put together that give you unbelievably beautiful taste. Not anything that's going to blow the top of your head off with heat, but something that just fills your mouth with flavor. And that's what it's all about. At least I think it is. And I suggest if you're not sure about it and you're in the Las Vegas area, go to the Mint restaurant and Indian Bistro and try their buffet. And that gives you an opportunity to taste a number of different things if you like, along with naan. They're going to make it for you right there in front of your very eyes in a big tandoor oven. That is about as good as it can possibly get, short of taking a trip to India. And that is an expensive, time-consuming thing. So you get the flavor and taste without doing that. You can stay right here and enjoy it, and then go double your money somewhere if you want, or whatever the case may be here in Las Vegas. You know, speaking of doubling your money, I want to mention something that there's over 2 million people live here in the Las Vegas area, and that shocks a lot of people. And no, 2 million people don't work in the gaming business. We have regular business and manufacturing and all kinds of different sources of income other than gaming. And because most people think if you live in Las Vegas, you are a gambler. Not even close to true. In fact, the statistic says about 17% of the people that live here gamble. I don't mean as an addiction. I'm talking about recreationally or otherwise. So that's not a bad thing. So come to Las Vegas and maybe consider living here. I'm telling you, it's gone from 400,000 when I moved here to over 2 million in a few short years. And that's not bad. The town is growing. It's a beautiful place to live. You won't find people any more friendly and honest, if you will, that live here in the Las Vegas area. That's a good thing. Okay, back to our wine number three, which is the Antinori Marchese Chianti Classico Reserva. Boy, that's a big mouthful, isn't it? Yeah. But you know what it is? It's Sangiovese grapes, which is a very popular grape in the northwest part of Italy, Sangiovese. And they add about 1 or 2% Merlot to the Sangiovese, and that's what gives you the Chianti. And Chianti is not the name of a grape. Chianti is the name of an area in Italy. That's unbelievable, but that's what it is. Got to go to a break? Oh, we're running out of time. Got to go home. Oh, darn. I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour. We come to you each and every week at this very same time. If you've enjoyed the broadcast, be sure to tell everybody you know and come back next week and listen. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to leskincaid.com or go to Facebook or Twitter and look for Les Kincaid and you'll see it. I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. I want to thanks to you for listening to Wines du Jour from the Left Coast, from the East Coast, and from all around the world on the Internet, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.